Video shows Alex Preti in confrontation with ICE agents days before his fatal shooting. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 28, 2026. A new video shows Alex Preti engaged in a confrontation with Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents on January 13, 11 days before his death in a Border Patrol agent-involved shooting. A spokesperson for the Preti family and their attorney confirmed to the Minnesota Star Tribune. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, Preti, 37, was captured on bystander video January 13 amid a crowd of whistleblowing observers, cursing immigration agents as an unmarked convoy swarmed a South Minneapolis street corner. A spokesperson for his family and the family's attorney have verified that the man in the video is Preti. Alex Preti, the intensive care nurse killed by federal agents last weekend, was swarmed and tackled by officers in another encounter 11 days earlier, according to footage obtained by the Minnesota Star Tribune. Preti, 37, was captured on bystander video January 13 amid a crowd of whistleblowing observers, cursing immigration agents as an unmarked convoy swarmed a South Minneapolis street corner. A spokesperson for his family and the family's attorney have verified that the man in the video is Preti. The video footage, which was captured by the News Movement on January 13, was also aired by the BBC, Mediaite reports. The News Movement was the outlet that captured the incident on January 13. It said in an ex post that it appears to be Alex Preti interacting with federal immigration agents and that it had the clip analyzed by the BBC, whose facial recognition technology confirmed his identity to a 97% degree of accuracy. The BBC confirmed the authenticity of the video in their 10 p.m. GMT news broadcast. Reporter Roz Atkins said the man in the video has the same coat, facial hair and gait as Alex Preti and a facial recognition tool suggests a 97% match. We see him shouting abuse at the agents. Separately, a spokesperson for the BBC confirmed to Mediaite that they reviewed the footage and verified its team did use facial recognition technology on the video. In a video from the BBC, Atkins referenced new footage shared with the BBC by the News Movement that allegedly appears to show Alex Preti and other protesters in a confrontation with federal agents in the days after Renee Good's death. It's unclear exactly what the agents were doing, Atkins added. This man has the same coat, facial hair, and gait as Alex Preti, and a facial recognition tool suggests a 97% match. Atkins added that the video appears to show Preti shouting at the agents, motioning to spit, and kicking a car. He's wrestled to the ground, and as he gets up, we see a gun in his waistband, Atkins added. Shortly afterwards, he's let go. 11 days later, the killing of Alex Preti would be seen across the world. Fox News's Bill Nelligan revealed in a post on X that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, had confirmed to Fox News that they are aware of this video and HSI is investigating it. As Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins reported, over the weekend, the DHS released a statement explaining that agents in Minneapolis had been conducting a targeted operation against a criminal illegal alien when Preti approached Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.